All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 97.5.com. It is The Usual Suspects. No Joel Blank, so sorry, no traditional open.
No
what up, H-Town. My apologies. Because the last time I got absolutely killed for it, and the only person I got credit for doing it right
was
Joel's sister. And we all remember how that conversation went.
That didn't go well.
No.
I still can't do it because I still don't have the higher octaves of my voice yet. So I couldn't even do the what up, HSC. It's just not going to happen.
Well, the people want to know, how is it on day 17 of bronchitis? Because that's what it feels like.
It's slow going, but I feel better every day.
I do feel like, see, you know what? I'm not even going to comment on whether or not I feel like you've made progress with your voice or your coughing.
Okay.
Because I did that yesterday.
And you jinxed me.
And I felt like I jinxed you.
Yeah, I had a fit yesterday.
So hopefully you continue to get better. Hopefully Joel gets back. He needed a day off for personal reasons.
Yep.
We love him, and he'll be back tomorrow. Tyler is behind the glass.
T. Scott LaRock in the house.
What's up?
You know, this reminds me of the old Sundays, Tyler. In fact, I've worked with both of you guys on Sundays.
But you
look at us. Look where we're at now, fellas. Huh?
You preferred working with me. You would rather have me produce the show than Tyler, right?
You're going to make me pick my favorite parent? Oh, no.
Game day was fun, though, man. Sundays with you and Shock.
Tyler hated it.
Really?
It sucked. I had to work a 13-hour day on Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Then that would not put me in a good mood at all.
You hated coming in, too, because you would stay out and drink the night before, Nick.
Yeah. I would always act like I could tough it out.
Yeah.
And I did for the most part.
Yeah. What time would we go on air? 9 o'clock? Nick would show up at 8:58.
9. You would, too, ho?
Well, yeah, that's true.
9 a.m. It was 9 to noon, right?
Yeah. I think we ended up doing 3 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun,
Look at
though.
This.
I missed that.
And Michael Carroll was one of my producers.
Yeah, he was.
I'm trying to think who else. Did Jose... who else did... There were several producers.
There was a rotation of producers. Yeah. I'm sure Harrison did it once. Jose Partida, myself,
yeah.
Tyler,
but,
Michael
but
Carroll.
Like, long term, I think it was just the three of you. Michael Carroll, you, and Tyler. And that
I would say Tyler and Michael Carroll more than... Because I did it for like a few
Tyler,
months.
I think, Tyler, you were probably the longest tenured that I worked with.
Because I can't remember whenever...
It was a while.
You and Branham started.
Yeah, because we did that, and then Shock came back, and it was a while. That was interesting. But yeah, I just realized that this is like an old Houston game.
A little
day.
Reunion.
Yeah, look at that.
It's going to be fun.
I know we don't, there's not a ton of sports going on in the middle of the week right now.
Sure.
And I have to get some things off my chest. Okay, there's some things that are bothering me. And it's going to sound like I'm being petty, and you know me, I'm pretty petty. So I am being petty. Just we're going to put that out there right now. But is it too much to ask that when I pump gas, I don't have to answer 5,000 questions just to put gasoline in my car?
They are adding more questions,
now,
for sure.
Now, I say that because it's not that big of a... Like, you put in and it's like, okay, is this a debit card? Yes. Is this... What's your PIN? Is this... do you want the 10 cents gallon? Join the club. No. Do you want a car wash? No. Do you want the fuel additive? Jesus, just give me the gas!
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm yelling at this pump because I'm running late today. And unbeknownst to me, somebody's watching me. And I have no idea. So I'm like a crazy person. I'm standing at my car at the gas pump yelling at it. Stop asking me questions. I just want gas. And my buddy Brent, who works for Jameson Custom Homes and Jameson Custom Pools, is sitting in his truck eating a salad watching me yell at a gas pump like a fool. Just watching me.
How entertaining is that, though? I would have loved to have seen this.
So... I'm just like, oh my God, I'm literally yelling. I just want gas. I just want gas. And he pulls up. So I finally get the pump started and I've got a new phone, which is another rant I need to get off my chest. But I was like, all right, I'm going to connect my phone while I have a chance to my car because I got to update it. And so I'm sitting there and Brent pulls up in his truck and he's staring at me. And I'm like, I don't recognize him at first. I'm like, who's this dude staring at me? So I get out. And I was like, oh, he goes, tell me a joke. I was like, you son of a... I hate you so much, right? I'm so angry. Why are you doing this to me, Brent? But I was like, did you just see me yelling at the gas pump like a crazy person? He goes, yeah, I didn't realize it. He goes, I didn't think you knew how to work it. Like, you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
So I just, can we just, there's too many questions when we're checking out.
You kept pushing the wrong button and it just made the process longer.
They
That's what you were doing.
5,000 questions. Do you want the fuel additive? It's like HEB. I just want gas. That's all I want, buddy. I just want gas.
I've never done the fuel additive,
by
the way.
It's a ripoff.
What? How does that work? You're
the mechanic. You tell me.
I've never, dude. When my dad had a gas station, we didn't have no additives. It was weird. I've never even seen this until recently, so I'm not really familiar with the whole additive thing. But I'm with you. They ask way too many questions.
Even when you're
at the
grocery store, right?
Yep.
Like you have to answer 5,000 questions to check out. I just want to put the card in, punch in my little numbers, and I'm out.
Yeah.
That's it. This doesn't have to be 5,000 questions. I don't want to take a survey. I don't want none of this. I don't want to donate to your charity.
Yeah, we can blame the thieves for some of the difficulties that happened at a gas pump, right?
Because
the zip code, the PIN number.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but the other questions, like do you want to become a member? Do you want to become a member and save?
Yeah, do you want a car wash? If I wanted a car wash, I would say, give me a car wash.
Yeah.
I would go get a car wash.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts, and it ruins every, because I'm like, I was thinking about this today. I don't really do New Year's resolutions. I make goals for the year. Right. So I'm like, you know, I want to get on TV this year. That's one of my goals for comedy. I want to number one in the ratings for 6 months in radio. That's one of my goals. Like I make goals for myself. I make goals for what we do, but I don't make New Year's resolutions. But I was thinking, you know what? I really need to be more patient. I need to work. Why are you shaking your head so furiously?
I'm not shaking. I'm just curious. Where is this conversation going?
I need to be more patient because like my horn, I wear out my horn in the car. I don't have time for questions at the pump. People drive too slow. Nobody goes when they're supposed. I was like, I really need to just relax and work on, you know, I don't know whether I need to do yoga, but I just lack patience. And I don't know if it's because I'm getting older.
To your defense, though, no one likes paying for, no one likes stopping for gas. No one.
It's a pain in the ass.
No one.
But like checking out, like, I don't know. It's just in general, I need to be a more patient person.
I hate taking my car in for service. I didn't take my car in for service for an oil change. I think I was like 1,500 miles overdue.
Do you do your own oil changes?
Huh?
Do you do your own oil changes?
No.
Oh, I was gonna say,
hell no.
You know how though, right?
Oh yeah, sure. I've done it before.
I've done it once.
It didn't go very well?
No, it took like 9 hours.
To do the oil change?
Bro, I'm not good at working on cars. One time it took me 3 days to change my brakes. I couldn't go nowhere.
Yeah, well, you didn't figure it out. It took you 3 days.
It's just that I'm just.
Did
I'm
you
not,
have 3 days off of work?
It was a long weekend.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, well,
I've
got
Labor
this
Day
Memorial
weekend?
Day weekend. I'm gonna change my brakes. I got time. I barely made it. I'm not mechanically inclined,
dude. I worked for my dad at a shop, but I hated everything to do with that. I just want my car to work, so I have no interest in working on cars. I don't get no pleasure out of it. I just want my car to work.
Yeah,
do not care.
It's like, but you were around that, so that's why, right?
I have an idea. Yeah, I have an idea.
Like, you know, I used to be in IT. That's why I don't want to answer Joel's IT questions. I don't want to do that anymore.
Joel's IT questions, and I know he's not here to defend himself.
It doesn't matter.
They're pretty whack. I mean,
they're very whack.
It's like, I don't know. Like,
how do I open this
How
email?
Do I clear my cookies? That's the kind of questions that Joel, like,
yeah,
he can't do the basic things that you would need to know how to do on a typical web browser.
Yeah. You'd be like, hey, Joel, just clear your cache and try again. I don't know what any of that means.
Well, how do you clear your cache?
Yeah,
bro?
What is a cache? I don't understand any of this. What's going on? Yeah, I just realized today, though, after yelling at a gas pump and having a grown man watch me scream at an inanimate object for 5 minutes. Like, I was angry. I was like,
it's not like your computer was giving you issues. It was a gas pump.
Just
bro.
A gas pump that wouldn't stop asking me questions. I was just like, I have issues. I really need to work on my patience. And I don't know how to do that. I don't know if there's a good book about being patient. I don't know if I need to meditate.
There probably
yoga.
Is.
Yoga. I don't know if I need counseling.
Now we both
maybe I just need more weed in my life. I don't know what it is.
Well, just stay away from the vapes.
Yeah. Well, definitely stay away from
yoga.
The vapes.
Will never do.
Why?
Because there's no way you ain't doing. Your fat ass ain't doing no yoga. You can do yoga. Have you ever done yoga?
My wife wanted me to do it like one day. You know.
But you don't have to dress the part, right? You don't have to wear.
I'm not wearing yoga pants and all that. No.
So what do dudes wear?
Shorts. Okay. Well, Tyler, what do you wear when you do yoga?
Bitch, I don't do yoga.
You've never done yoga in your life?
No, I probably should. It helps you stretch.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it's basically just stretching.
It's not a bad thing.
I don't know. I think Raheel probably does yoga, but outside of that,
he looks like he does yoga.
I don't know a lot of dudes that do yoga, but I feel like yoga is one of those. It's one of those things. I'm going to get in trouble. It's almost one of those things where, like, you do it and then you have to be like, I'm straight. Just want everybody in here to know I like chicks. Just so, I mean, the downward facing dog felt very vulnerable. And I just want everybody to know I like chicks. Like, yeah. I feel like that would be not that there's anything wrong with it, but it's like a lot of us have, you know, we want to feel masculine, and yoga doesn't make you feel like a man.
There's definitely a hurdle there for sure when it comes down to it. Like, it's like dudes entering themselves in like gymnastics. Like,
yes,
you have to like pass that hurdle of
mentally
being okay with doing gymnastics. Now, if you're an athlete, a lot of people will make the argument, football players, boxers, MMA fighters, they've actually done gymnastics and swear by it. But I still think
Herschel
there's
Walker
a hurdle.
Did ballet.
I think Dana White taught gymnastics.
Did he really?
Yeah, before he became a promoter, he taught gymnastics, if I'm not mistaken.
Really? That's very surprising.
Yeah. I really believe he taught gymnastics.
Yeah, that would be one of those hurdles where I would be like,
yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. I just, for my own sake, I'd have to go punch something after yoga class.
Absolutely. All right. Well, you're listening to The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN975.com. Not too much to talk about, but there's definitely things that we have on our rundown that we feel will make a fun show. Some of it will stem from what we talked about yesterday on yesterday's program regarding some new cheaters in the MLB. We'll talk very little about the NBA, but I know Barry Laminack has a few stories on the rundown as well. And then we'll get into some of the NFL matchups as well. So, like I said earlier, no Joel Blank today. Nick Sciarra, Barry Laminack, Tyler Behind the Glass. It is The Usual Suspects. It is a Way Back Wednesday. Do not go anywhere. ESPN 97.5, ESPN975.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. As I mentioned before, there is no Joel Blank in studio today. He'll take a day off. Nick Sciarra in. Barry Laminack quitter. Still in studio. And Tyler Behind the Glass. What did you say?
I said he's a quitter.
He's a quitter.
Just doesn't show up. I mean, it just must be nice to just come in whenever you want.
Take
leave
a day
whenever
off.
You want. Yeah,
just,
I'm always here. If
you feel
here.
Like it. Yeah. You're always here. You're always here.
I'm always here. It's just like, he just, boy.
Just to stem off that conversation that we were talking about in the last segment, you struggling to get gas at the pump. As you know, back in the day, I did kind of grow up in a filling station for my dad, and it was initially an Exxon gas station, and eventually turned into an Exxon Mobil, because Exxon bought Mobil years ago, and they had this technology called SpeedPass, and if that technology still exists, I would totally get one, because it's basically radio frequency. They attach it to your keychain, and all you literally have to do is swipe. It has like a sensor. Just swipe in front of the gas pump, and it automatically activates the gas pump.
It does everything for me. I don't have to answer.
And that little keychain is associated with a particular credit card, most probably an Exxon Mobil card. But you could add a Visa or something else to it. And the other one that they had was something that was placed inside the back window of your car. So when you pulled up to the pump, the
really?
Pump was already activated. You didn't have to answer any questions or anything like that.
I need that in my life.
Yeah.
Why can't we have that everywhere?
And I totally forgot about that, because we used to have that technology when we became a Mobil, and it's all done through radio frequency. I totally forgot about that. But that's something you might want to look into. But the thing is, obviously that only exists on Exxon and Mobils, and I don't feel like there's a bunch of them.
I need those in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need simplicity.
It's way easier than having to put a PIN code or a zip code or anything like that.
And several people texted the show and said, yeah, if you want to calm down, you just need to smoke more weed. That's everybody's answer. Just get high more.
No argument.
People are like, Rock T said you need to smoke weed. It keeps me calm in traffic. Bro, you're smoking weed and driving?
Yeah.
Get off the road, you weirdo. Although you hear a lot of people say, oh, I drive great when I'm high. No, that should be illegal.
I'm going to stop speaking right now.
Let me tell you what. I got an edible from a friend. I won't say who. I've never seen so many beautiful colors in my whole life. I was like living in a kaleidoscope. I can't drive like that. Are you kidding me? No. Not happening, Rock T. Get off the road. You're going to kill somebody.
I've seen you under the influence of marijuana.
It's not pretty.
You shouldn't drive.
No. And by the way, Tyler, somebody said turn the Twitch channel on. Is it off? I didn't realize it was off.
No, it's on.
Okay. We're good. All right. Yeah. Sorry, we're calling.
Should be on. But 713-780-3776. No Joel Blank today. Nick and Barry. And where do you want to start, man? Do you want to start with the NFL? I feel like, dude, the Rockets game, they're playing the freaking Hawks, bro.
Yeah, it's
like,
not a big
deal. Like, what do we, I mean, I've got some things to say about it, but honestly, what are we going to say about the Rockets playing the Hawks with no Russell Westbrook playing?
Yeah, no Russell Westbrook. It's a team that's won 8 games. I mean, Trae Young, did you see his fake behind-the-back pass?
No.
Last night I was watching SportsCenter, and say what you want about the Hawks and everything else, but Trae Young is balling out of control. And he's averaging almost 30 points a game, 28.9 points a game, eight and a half assists a game. This kid is playing out of his mind, 23.49 PER on the floor. So he's playing out of his mind, but he was double teamed down in the low block, driving to the lane, and he went like he was going to go behind his back, and instead he went between his legs with the same hand.
Oh, okay.
And both defensive players bit and just went for the pass. Open. It was beautiful. And I was like, man, this kid is just wasting away. In Atlanta. Hawks. So if you're out there and you're looking for something, I mean, it's not a big sports day, but watch Trae Young tonight. He's a fun kid to watch play basketball. If you haven't watched him, he's a young up and coming superstar in this league. Man.
I mean, he's an absolute scorer. Now we know the Hawks suck. I mean, when their highest paid player is Chandler Parsons.
Yeesh.
If your fan favorite is Vince Carter, your team probably sucks.
Right.
But no, I mean, this Trae Young kid, I mean, he scored 37 points the last time they faced the Houston Rockets. Now, it was an absolute beatdown. They almost lost by nearly 50 points. They literally lost by 47 points. But the Hawks are just not a very good team right now. Trae Young is obviously their best talent. He's not getting paid like it, but he is their best talent. But yeah, I mean, he's going to be a player. Obviously, when contract time comes, they're going to have to either cough up the money and start building with him in the plans.
Yeah.
Or he's just going to sign somewhere else, like a lot of other players do. So.
Yeah, he's definitely a guy you can build around. You know, I mean, you look at what they have around him with Jabari Parker and some of these guys, and none of that is really impressive. But I think if you know, it only takes – we're in the era of duos, right? We're in the era of – for a while it was big threes, and now it looks like the NBA is migrating to a big two.
Right.
Or dynamic duos. And really, I mean, Trae Young could be one half of a dynamic duo. He's that good.
Yeah, he's starting to show.
He's got that much potential. But I just think, you know, so Atlanta, they're going to have a high draft pick. They need to do something, whether it be a trade or whatever. But if they can get him some help and a little bit of depth, he can do something. I'm not saying he's going to be a superstar, like, you know, elite level. But he's really good. I mean, I could see him being kind of a Dame Lillard type player in this league.
Yeah, I mean, it's potential with a capital P for sure. I mean, the guy's a first-round pick for a reason. He definitely has the potential to be good. And look, you don't want to be on a team like this. I mean, look, the last 5 times the Houston Rockets faced this team, they beat this team.
Yeah.
There's only one other team that's beat the Atlanta Hawks more than 5 times in a row. The Houston Rockets have an opportunity to tie that record, beating the same team 6 times in a row. The only other guy that I would be willing to kind of mention is their second-year guard, Kevin Huerter, only because he's been averaging 21 points in the last 4 games. But outside that guy, he's really just not – there's really nothing – and Trae Young, there's really nothing much to look for. And this Kevin Huerter guy, he's injury-prone. He's got back issues, you know, all kinds of soreness. And he's a young player, so there's a lot that has to be moved around on that roster for them to be even considered an okay team.
Yeah, and it's funny because you look at them and they lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, they lost like 10, 12 in a row.
Yeah,
and then they're 2-2 in their last 4 with a win over the Pacers.
Yeah,
it's just a weird team. Yeah, but you know, Vince Carter's somebody fun to watch come in and be old for 5 minutes and reminisce and. He's still doing it another decade. Has he played yet? Because there were talks of if he play once he plays this decade, he will have played in like 4 decades in the NBA or something like
that. Yes, that's what it was. That's what it was.
But he hadn't played yet.
Right. It would like, be.
And so I'm sure he's got it in now, right?
Right. Because the new year. So it was the 10 to 20, 2000 to 2010. And then he had.
Yeah. So he got, he's got his minutes. Okay.
90 to 99. And then he played in the. Did he play in the 80s?
I thought he played in 89.
The late 80s. Yeah. That's what makes it four decades. Because he played in the late 80s, the 90s, the early 2000s, and in this last decade.
Let's see. Hold on. Wow. We were way off. He played in 98. That's when he came up. 98. So he played in the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s, and now the 2020s.
Oh, and four separate decades, yeah. Not four decades.
Right. Okay. So the 98-99 season was his first year. So this marks his fourth decade.
I mean,
in the
he's
league.
42 years old, it's regardless. Crazy. You know what's cool, too? If he does retire, he could, it's a seamless transition into the big three. You think
no
about
doubt.
It?
You think he goes and does that?
I mean, if he look, he's not making that much money as an NBA player right now. Obviously $2-3 million is fantastic, but where else is he going to get that money unless he becomes a head coach?
He hasn't averaged double figures since 2013.
Not that the big three is paying that much. I don't know. But if he wants to continue to play. I mean, there's a lot of 45 and 50-year-olds that are playing basketball. Why wouldn't he want to do that? He's obviously doing it.
It's so funny because he's as old as he is, and he really doesn't contribute a whole lot. He's just a little bit of depth here and there. But he'll have one big play every 3 months, and then the whole NBA goes crazy over it.
Yeah.
Which I get it. It's because he's 42, still playing basketball. It's a young man's game. But, okay. Yeah. He's in Atlanta. I mean, he knows what he's doing. Yeah. He's just getting checks. He's just padding a bank account out in Atlanta. But... You know, maybe he makes a fun play tonight, and that makes it worth watching. Joel said it yesterday, and I hope he's right, but this game needs to be over by the third quarter.
Absolutely.
If the Hawks are still in this, shame on the Rockets.
Regardless of Russell Westbrook playing, because he is sitting out tonight for rest. This is going to be his fifth game for rest. I don't care. They need to blow this team out. Yep. There's absolutely no excuse for it. And I'm glad this game is on the road, quite frankly, because I wouldn't want to come to a game here at Toyota Center with Russell Westbrook not playing against the Hawks. So yeah. I'm glad it's on the road.
I just saw, this was a day ago, but we'll talk about this on the other side, but Rockets are waiving Gary Clark.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really too hurt about it. If any Rockets fans out there are upset, sorry. I didn't think he was that good to begin with. He did show signs at times. We did give him credit when he felt like he was playing efficient.
Yeah.
And then there was times where he just didn't show up. So I'm not really worried about the Gary Clark situation.
It's almost like, I mean, he showed flashes, like you said, but he never really put it together.
Mm-mm.
You thought, okay, maybe he has potential, but, you know, I think they wanted to find another Daniel House in Gary Clark, but he just was never able to get it. And Daniel House, really, he's been all right, but he hasn't, I don't think, lived up to the hype or the expectations yet.
No.
And then you watch guys like McLemore, and you think, okay, well, they're probably eyeing him for the same thing as well. I think they're just trying to catch your lightning in a bottle for some cheap depth.
At this point, because who are they? What kind of move are you possibly going to make? As the general manager in Daryl Morey at this point, it's not going to be a name that's a big splash. It's going to be a name or a guy. At this point, you really got to be focusing on practices, developing your player as much as your players as much as possible, and making sure Russell Westbrook and James Harden fit into this offense as efficiently as possible. That's got to be their goals. I mean, we always talk about how Daryl Morey is always looking to better the roster. I'm sure he's trying to do that, but don't expect it to be some big name.
No. No, I don't
expect it to be some big name.
No.
But that's your Rockets fix. As we are two segments deep into the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN975.com, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. It's Nick. It's Barry. It's Tyler. Don't go anywhere. Way back Wednesday, the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Man, I'm looking on Twitter and I just can't believe that I'm seeing tweets from Chandler Rome about Astros opening day. Doesn't the baseball season feel like it's 2 weeks?
You mean off season?
It goes, the baseball off season. Yeah. My bad. It just goes by so quick.
It did feel kind of fast. Well, I mean, you know, they'll start reporting here at the end of February, I believe.
Yeah.
And then spring training will start. So, yeah, there's not much time. Well, it was end of October, beginning of November, and then you have the hot stove league with the winter meetings. And especially, it probably seems that way more so this year because of the scandal that is encompassed the team here in town. Like, if this cheating scandal was something with the Mariners and somebody else, it wouldn't be a big deal. But we've talked a lot of Astros in the offseason because of the cheating.
Right.
And because of the fact that, you know, they've had the Garrett Cole and the payroll issues and trying to figure out how they're going to fill spots, bringing over the luxury tax. So I feel like this year, more so than other years, it's been more top of mind because of the issue, which is a good thing. Remember, 5-7 years ago, they were losing 100 games and no one cared.
Right.
The offseason seemed like it took forever.
Right.
So it's really, it's a good thing to have these problems.
Yeah. No.
By the way, several people are like, hey, who's the lesbian on the show? Okay, my voice is getting there, all right? I don't need you guys to be calling me saying I sound like a lesbian. It's getting there.
I haven't looked at the text line. So
yeah, somebody goes, is that Barry? Who's that that sounds like a lesbian? Do I sound like a lesbian, really?
I mean, haven't you been listening to the show? Barry has sound... How long have you sound...
I feel like it...
It's been a while, at least a few days, so you should know now.
I feel like it's getting better.
Yeah.
But that's your... Lesbian. I mean, we do have a lot in common. We both like the same things.
But there's a little quick update on baseball. For those of you who don't know, opening day will be a 6:10 start, 6:10 p.m. start against the Angels.
Okay.
So for those of you who are looking forward to that.
Makes sense. Somebody wanted to know, what did Joel do to get suspended? He's not suspended.
He's not suspended.
He just needed a day off. He's got some personal stuff to take care of.
Settle down.
He's transitioning, so once he comes back... Joel Amina. What would his female name be?
Look, we
Joel.
He's very brave for doing this, and we want to support him through this process. And guys, back off on the text line.
Leave him alone.
Stop tweeting at him. Okay.
He's gonna be like, really, guys?
Yeah.
You transitioned me while I was off. Really? Really, guys? I mean, he's got the moves. It's just he's a step away.
Yeah, it's seamless at this point.
That's right.
All right. Well, one of the stories I wanted to get into in terms of sports. In the NFL would be Patrick Mahomes, because obviously ever since he's been a starting quarterback, he's been an absolute sensation. This year, not so much because of injury, but you can kind of make the argument that he hasn't, maybe he's had a down year, but not a significantly, it's not significantly worse than the first year only because of injury. Had he played those games, he probably would have had a similar season to his first, his sophomore year, which was technically his rookie year as a starting quarterback. But Patrick Mahomes, from a statistical standpoint, and going up against Deshaun Watson in this divisional game, has to be something to watch in the NFL for playoffs. I mean, this is what you live for in the postseason when it comes down to it in the NFL.
It's weird because by his standards that he set himself in 2018, he's having a down year. And it's weird to say that because it's Patrick Mahomes. I mean, admittedly, he hasn't had the kind of year that he had last year.
Right.
But it's hard to live up to that. And when you compare, like, for example, so he's played in two less games this year, and he's been hobbled in some of these games, 1,000 less passing yards. So, you know, unless he was going to average 500 yards a game, that number's down a little bit. His attempts are down. His completions are down, obviously. Touchdowns, though, that's the big one. He's played in two less games, half the touchdowns that he had last year. He had 50 last year. He's got 26 this year. That's a significant decrease in production.
Absolutely.
I don't care who you are. When you cut your touchdowns in half, it's going to be hard to score 50 touchdowns every year. But that's the bar you set, and that's what made him so dynamic. Now, to his credit, interceptions are way down, too. He had 12 last year. He's got 5 this year. So he seems to be playing better in certain areas. One of the things, though, that I found interesting, his sacks are way up. And that may have something to do with him being slowed and the injuries and stuff. But, it's not the same that we saw last year. He's not it wasn't even close last year how much better he was than the rest of the league.
Right.
It just wasn't even close. And he barely made the top 10 in touchdowns. Like, he tied with Aaron Rodgers for touchdown passes this year.
I guess a decent way to explain it is, it's a down year, but it's not a bad year for Patrick
Correct.
Mahomes.
That's a great way to put it.
It's still not, I guess the word down, when you say down year, it's off.
By his standards.
Right. And it's associated, obviously, not intentionally, but sometimes associated with a bad year. And it really isn't. And a lot of people, a lot of coaches would like to have that type of efficiency. You know, maybe you don't get the most passing touchdowns, or maybe you don't get the most passing yards, but you don't have as many interceptions. And sometimes coaches will live with that, especially if they have the right pieces around their quarterback that can kind of supplement for maybe what he can't do on the field. One of the things that I saw about Patrick Mahomes that I thought was incredibly interesting was this piece about his memory. And it's been since day one, going back to the Texas Tech days with Cliff Kingsbury. He's always talked about him. He's always described him as a guy who's had photographic memory. His dad has described him as having this amazing memory. And if you remember that one game against the Broncos where he was mic'd up and the video kind of went viral, because of what he was saying on the field. One of them, he literally called out the Broncos defense, and he was like, "Oh, that's Sauce Zero. They ran that defense against Indy back in like week 7. It was actually week 8. But for him to go back
that's crazy.
All those weeks and know that they ran that exact same defense at that time is incredible. It's incredible because the combination of being smart and athletically gifted is super dangerous in this league, especially at quarterback.
That impresses me because my memory is awful. Like this is why I have to keep a set list on stage when I do comedy, because I can't even remember, you know, a 15-minute set list of joke. But I'm always impressed when somebody can go back like that and remember, because I don't even remember what the hell we talked about 3 days ago, to be honest.
Yeah, I know.
If people were to ask us, what'd y'all talk about on the show on Monday? I'd be like, I don't even remember. And that's 2 days ago. But the fact that he can go back, that's so impressive.
I've had that problem too. And he describes Andy Reid being as old as he is, you know, as a guy that has really good memory. And it's a part of the reason why they've been able to mesh so well. It's because he's such a great football mind with a great memory, and he's dealing with a quarterback who's athletic with a great memory. Just unbelievable what Patrick Mahomes is going to do. And that's the reason why when you have a guy like Deshaun Watson on this Houston Texans squad, that's why they've always – the last time that these two teams faced against each other, they coined it as a quarterback matchup, because they know they're similar styles in the fact and the way that they play and the way that they extend plays and make things happen for their team. So it's going to be a really good matchup. I still think it's a much more dangerous matchup this time for the Houston Texans than it was in the regular season for various reasons. Obviously, it's on the road. Obviously, it's the postseason. And now you've got a healthy Patrick Mahomes. It's not going to be the same team.
No, and you know, when you look at what the Chiefs did down the stretch, you know, they scuffled there a little bit in the middle of the season. They started off all right. They started off 4-0. And then they lost, what, 3 or 4 when they hit the Colts and the Texans. And that's when Mahomes was struggling a little bit with injuries. But down the stretch, I mean, they handled their business. They won 6 in a row. And they got hot at the right time. And you always hear about that in the NFL. If you just get hot at the right time, you don't want to peak too soon. And that's what's happening with the Chiefs right now. And even though we just talked about all his numbers being down, this kid is still one of the best playmakers.
Absolutely.
You know, he's up there. I mean,
no question.
It's literally, we're looking at three of the best quarterbacks in the NFL still left in the playoffs, and Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, and Patrick Mahomes. So we get to see this, and regardless of who wins this game, we're going to get to probably see it again when they play when they go and play Lamar Jackson. So we're lucky to get that, but I'm with you. This is a different Chiefs team. Don't rest on your laurels, Texans fans. That 31-24 victory that the Texans got was not the same game. You're going to need Carlos Hyde to go for another 150.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that was a big part of that game, was ball control, being able to run the ball against a weaker Chiefs defense up front. The Chiefs defense is better than they were back then, too.
Yeah, they're going to have to move the ball. They're going to have to play differently. They're going to have to play smart. And it's going to be interesting to see the Bill O'Brien game plan on the road in Kansas City for their second playoff game of the postseason.
But in that game, they had 100, and the Texans as a whole, between Carlos Hyde, Deshaun Watson, and Duke Johnson, had 192 yards rushing. They have to do that again. They absolutely have to do that again in order to have a chance to beat these Chiefs.
I can't agree more. It is a Way Back Wednesday, people. I don't think I mentioned the theme, but it's songs about snitches.
Snitches get stitches, bitches.
So 3 hours of songs about snitches. I have not posted the lists yet, but I will.
All right.
It is a Way Back Wednesday. No Joel Blank, Nick Berry, and Tyler on the Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5.
Shout out my getaway G. Crashed the front glass and blew the headrest off the passenger seat.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Download the Vivid Seats app and enter promo code ESPN25 at checkout to get 10% off your next order.
Yeah. Some talk about it. Flesh.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Almost done with the first hour already. It's crazy, dude. It's 1:48 on The Usual Suspects. No Joel Blank. And we're almost 1 hour down.
You guys ready for World War III? You stock up? I got water.
I am not.
You're not ready for World War III?
I am not. And I know exactly what you're talking about.
What's going on? I don't know, man. I don't keep up with politics. I try not to.
I feel like you do more than I do.
Yeah, I know I saw something. Nora is a news junkie. Like, and by the way, I'm probably not going to make a lot of fans, but let's face it, no one in this media market really likes me anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah. Last night, I'm watching the news, and I'm watching Channel 13. And I'm not going to say who was on, but it was between 5 and 6 o'clock. There's two that come on between 5 and 6.
So I mean, people are going to know now.
They start every sentence with the word now, and it drives me insane. I noticed it one time, and I can't unhear it. And I was jokingly just like, listen, every time that they start a sentence with, now the suspect did this, now this, take a shot. You'll be drunk 5 minutes into the news on Channel 13. And somebody from Channel 2 was like, well, if you're going there for news, like, I was like, oh, now I got this beef going on my Twitter. It was kind of interesting. But I was watching the news and trying to, you know, get through all the poor speaking. And somebody said, look, you're a radio guy. You guys say listen before you say a point. Here's the difference. TV news is 100% scripted. Well, you and I are just having a conversation.
Right. None of this is scripted at all.
No, we don't have any scripts in front of us. We're just talking off the top of our head.
Nope.
So sometimes you get into a habit of using certain phrases or whatever.
Sure.
And because it's just part of your vernacular. It's part of your dialect, part of your dialogue that you use on a daily basis. The news is scripted. You could take those nows out if you wanted to. They don't have to say them. So don't give me that. It's not the same thing. But apparently... Iran has launched like a dozen missiles because we killed their general. And what I didn't know until this morning was one of those missiles may have hit a Ukrainian plane that had just taken off in Iran, killed everybody on board. They think that might have – it crashed shortly after the missiles were launched. So now I'm like, well, now Britain's in it because there were three British passengers on board, along with some Canadians. So I'm like, this is – at first people were joking about World War III, where they were like, Trump's starting World War III. And, okay, it wasn't going to be that. But
yeah.
But now when you start getting other countries involved because you launched missiles and one of them may have hit a plane that had a bunch of other World War starts.
It's a big story. That's a new update in terms of the Ukraine, the plane. That happened this morning.
I saw it this morning.
I was aware about the dozen missiles, and I was aware about either a dozen or 15 missiles being launched, and I wasn't, you know. And that's all about I knew. And look, I mean, whether you're for or against Trump, you know that guy's going to retaliate. So I don't know how crazy this story is. I don't know how real this story is, but it is definitely consuming everybody right now because literally everywhere I go, like I went to a bar last night and people were talking about it. It was the discussion.
Can I speak candidly? And I'm sure I'm going to upset some people.
You are. You're going to get, just prepare on the text line and on Twitter, sir.
Trump scares me to death though.
Yeah.
He's a loose cannon. Well, at first there's the hypocrisy of him, and it's been all over the internet, but when he was back in 2014, when he was like, watch out, Obama's going to attack Iran just to get reelected, pretty much what Trump is doing now. And then people are like, oh, no, he's defending our embassy, but now he comes out, and they were talking about the fact that in order to do what he did, there had to be an imminent threat. So he came out and said that there was an imminent threat, but then he kind of backed off of that. So now it looks like it was more retaliatory for stuff that was done in the past. And there's just all this stuff that's come out. I support his decisions to defend our country, but it just feels like he's you know, I worry because he's such a narcissist and he's so ego-driven that he wants to prove he's a badass. You don't need to prove anything, man. Don't destroy the world. Just, you know, defend us. But, I mean, that just scares me to death. And the last thing I want is to see our troops put in harm's way over some silliness. Right? Like, if we're defending our freedom or stuff like that, absolutely. But this seems to be, I don't want to see our soldiers have to go back overseas again.
Yeah, and it's just, look, man, this is where you start talking about the extreme. This is when you start talking about going into other countries or other countries. I mean, this is like Iraq. This is like, that's what you're starting to get into. And I usually step aside in these conversations. I normally don't have too much of an opinion, but I totally hear what you're saying. There's some people that are absolutely going to agree with you, sir.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be some people that absolutely hate you right now.
The hardcore Trump supporters are going to hate me, and I get that. And you know, maybe I didn't take a hard enough stance for the liberals. It's whatever. Look, I liken myself to be in the middle of the road. This is just a weird time, and you just hope that it's one thing to be, you know, to be the crazy president, but it's another to launch us into a global war, and certainly hope that we can avoid that, because, man, I got stuff to do. I'm not ready. I got too much stuff to do before I die. I don't have time for this.
I don't blame you.
At least I stocked up on water, so I'm ready for World War III.
I got too many student loans. I don't care what they do.
I don't want to pay for that.
Is that the way to get them wiped out?
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
Hit a bank. Hit the Federal Reserve. Yeah. I don't care.
Well, apparently, of all the 12 missiles that Iran launched, none of them killed any Americans, according to, you know, the latest report that I saw. No Americans were harmed in the attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq. Now Trump is backing off a little bit and said, instead of, you know, retaliating, that there will be a lot of sanctions towards Iran. Good. I'm glad to hear that. That's how a level-headed person would approach this. All right, we killed one of your guys. You launched missiles. Oops, you hit a plane. You deal with that now. You got to deal with the British and the Canadians and the Ukraine. And then we'll just sanction you and we can all go about our business. And Tyler can have to go back to paying his student loans. Everybody's happy.
I think that's hilarious. All right, well, I think I'm just distracted by Amos on Twitter.
What'd he say?
Just being stupid. But 713-780-3776. That is 1 hour of The Usual Suspects.
Oh, I see it.
On ESPN 97.5. Two more to go without Joel Blank. But it's Nick, it's Barry, it's Tyler. The Usual Suspects. More to come. Don't go anywhere.
If you do, you die. ESPN 97.5.